When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
All right, what's up, guys? Welcome to another episode of the T-Moss Boss Show, and then welcome to another edition of Relationship Advice. Let's go ahead, get into this first one, because this first one would definitely put me in prison. So, the title of the Reddit post on the subreddit page, Relationship Advice, he's been pinching my babies. Now, whether they're fur babies, whether it's a cat or a dog, or actual human babies, you gotta hurt this person. Like, no, my thing is this. If I'm in a relationship, right? Married, whatever the situation is. I got kids. And my kids are telling me, hey, our the non-biological mom is pinching me. She's pinching us, bro. And that sounds weird. That would sound weird, my kid calling me bro and things. I'm like, no, don't say that. And I'm like, that's weird. I definitely would correct them about that. But anyways, I'm like, yeah, first off, don't call me bro. Second, what do you mean pinching you? Do you mean like she's grabbing a small amount of your skin and squeezing? Like that pinching? Or is this like some new terminology like, it's like dabbing you up or like what is that? Like demonstrate on my arm. That kid pinches me, I'm definitely confronting the mom and or the stepmom, and I'm be like, hey, so what you got going on pinching my kids? I'm like, fam, you don't know my kids like that. That's something where it's like, I don't know. The thing is that I don't really believe in the whole punishment. Like, I gotta whoop my kids, beat them and all that stuff, pinching and all that other stuff. I don't believe in that. So if I find out, like, behind my back she's doing that, I'm like, so you couldn't have just talked to me? I'm saying, like, that's something where I'm all like, I will figure it out, but do not, and I repeat, do not put your hands on my kids under any circumstances. Hug them, dab them up, high five them, handshake them, give them a little pat on the head. But once when it becomes, like, assault, that's when you have a problem with me. That's one thing that I do not play about is my family. I'm like, that's my blood. I am going to take care of my blood as long as I am here on Earth. You do not put your hands on my kids under any circumstances. So I definitely would nip that in the bud. I'm like, nah, bruh. We go. And then if let's say, if I'm like me and the mother of my kids, we're no longer together, and she contacts me talking about, hey, my new husband or boyfriend, whatever, he's been pinching our kids. I'm like, all right, well, I'm gonna write this letter. I'm gonna call up my parents. I'm gonna tell them I'm gonna be in prison, you know, and I'm just gonna write a letter to the kids. You give it to them once when I've been arrested and taken away and all that. She's like, no, wait a minute. You don't have to know. There ain't no wait a minute. This man's putting his hands on my kids. Now I gotta put hands on him, you know, and that's something that I just do not play about. So yeah, if my kids were to contact me talking about, oh, our stepdad is putting hands on us without warning, hurting that man, I'm gonna know. The thing is this, I'm like, you know what? Let's just play it cool, because I know if I call them up talking about, hey, I'm coming over there to fight them, then yeah, of course they're not gonna open the door and all that stuff, and then yeah, most likely I ain't gonna be able to get to them. I'm gonna get arrested and I ain't gonna be able to put hands on this man. So I'm like, all right, you know what, we gonna play it cool. I'm gonna go over there just acting like I'm looking for some stuff, or I'm gonna be helping you out with something without warning. So, because I'm already in the house at this point, so at least I'm going to plan my attackings. I'm not gonna just be all like, oh, let me just blindly attack this man. No, I'm going to plan my attackings. If he has a weapon, I'll make sure he's far from his weapons. All right, if this man knows some fighting stuff, then I gotta give him the element of surprise. But my thing is this, I'm hurting him. And I'm putting him in the hospital, regardless. It's either we both go into the hospital, or he's going to the hospital, and I'm going to prison. But I know one thing, I don't have kids, but excuse me, but I tell you this much, I do not play about my kids, alright? So, anyways, moving on, boyfriend's best friend walked in on me in the shower, how should I proceed? Dang, that's actually, you know, that's something where I'm like, if he knew that you were in the shower, because it's one of those things where you got asked that question, and it's like, and I definitely would demonstrate that, where it's like, okay, let me turn on the TV or wait until some stuff goes down. But I'm like, I definitely would turn the shower on, stand at like a distance from my bathroom and be like, can I hear? Because like where in my house, you can hear the showers, all right? There's two showers in my house. You can hear both of them when they go off, all right? So it's one of those things where it's like, how do you not know that? Like, how quiet? I feel like a shower is loud enough to where you will hear that and stuff. So that's something where it's like, no, you can't just, if you can, I feel like anybody can hear a shower. I'm like, that's something where I'm like, no, you'll have to show me how that works out and things. You know, like, can you hear a shower from a certain distance of the house? But if not, like, if there's a such thing as a quiet shower, then yeah, you know, bro didn't hear anything. And so, yeah, that's something where I'm like, you know, I just, yeah, if I'm in his shoes, I'd be like, I'm telling you right now, I didn't hear nothing, all right? I thought that bad. But even then, it's like, okay, you are going to see, like, a light or so. Well, it could be one of those bathrooms where it got, like, a window, so it's like, you don't really know and stuff. Like, because we're, like, how our bathrooms are set up, where it's like, there ain't no window. It's just, you know, it's just walls and stuff. So, yeah, you don't really know that until you actually see it, but yeah, that's something where I'm like, nah, man, I definitely would question him about that and stuff. But I would play it out like, okay, can you hear a shower from outside in the hallway? Because if so, then yeah, that bro was trying to cop a peek. But if not, then it's like, yeah, you know, bro didn't know. So, but anyways, next one. My husband told me that the thing that attracted him most about me was the idea of ruining my life. What? Okay, yeah, let's read this one and see what it's all about. So, she goes on to say, my husband has never had any red flags before this conversation. This isn't a, he's great, but he doesn't do any chores and he eats all my food situation. When I say he's never had any, has never had red flags, I mean it. Excuse me. I met my now husband about 6 years ago. He was cute and fun, and he treated me really well. I like spending time with him. I fell in love, and we ended up dating for 2 years before he proposed. My family loves him. My friends love him. We were talking, and he offhandedly mentioned that what attracted him most about me was the idea of ruining my life. So my thing is that I, you know, like, thinking about it, like, I guess, like, in a joking way, then, you know, if that's, like, your guy's sense of humor, then okay. But, like, if he actually means, like, no, I want to, like, you know, bankrupt you and ruin, like, actually, I mean, ruin your life. Like, have it where you lose contact with your family. Like, have it where you lose your job. Have it where you lose your car. Like, he's really ruining your life. That guy is crazy. But, like, if he means, like, oh, no, like, you're stuck with me type stuff. Like, you know, I'm just, like, I'm joking. But, yeah, at the end of the day, it's, like, not, like, actually ruin your life. But, like, in a jokingly way, like, ruin your life. Like, oh, like, some stuck with me type stuff like that, you know. But it's like, yeah, that's something where I'm like, let's read into it. So I was in a good point in my life at that point. Right now I'm actually in a better place because of him. My husband has done nothing but support me. Seriously, I had a tumor when we were dating and he went above and beyond to help me. When I asked him what he was talking about, he said it was a weird fantasy. He would destroy my life and I would love him so much that I would want him anyways in that way. That's just weird. I'm like, nah, this guy is crazy. I'm like, you want to purposely go out your way to destroy somebody's life? Nah, this guy is crazy. So at that point, I was absolutely weirded out. It was 3 a.m. at night, and I have no idea what he was talking about. The next morning, I brought it up, and he told me not to worry about it because it was probably a weird dream mixed with our actual late-night conversation. The thing is, it doesn't feel like a weird dream. It's very vivid, and I swear he's avoiding the topic and treating me extra nicely. How do I figure out if I did actually dream this conversation? What kind of fantasy is that? Yeah, dude is weird. I would talk more about it until he actually confesses to the conversation, but I would start looking for your own place and putting some money aside in case he does decide to green light the whole ruin your life plan. Yeah, because that guy's crazy. I'm like, some stuff like that, I'm like, nah, dude, you're insane. So, anyways, next one. Accidentally opened my daughter's mail. However, trust was clearly already lost. Ooh, let's see what this is all about. All right, so I accidentally opened a letter addressed to my daughter because I wasn't paying attention. She thinks I did it intentionally, and I read the whole letter. My thought process is that she no longer views me as a safe person to trust, or else she would not believe I did this to her. How can I start the conversation to address this to see if I unintentionally broken her trust before or given her the cause to believe I do something like this to her? So wait, I'm trying to figure out, like, I didn't set out to snoop, but I did give it a quick skim paragraph before I realized this wasn't for my eyes. Yeah, it's like, bro, it's an accident. I'm like, that's something where I'm all like, no, that's it's an accident. I'm like, fam, I don't be paying attention to stuff like that. I'm like, nah. Even because, no, my thing is this. I feel like that's something that I would actually do. Like, if I'm not paying attention, bro, I didn't did that so many times. Like, I'll be in the store, right? And I'll go and grab something, and then I'm like, I'll grab it by mistake. Like, I meant to grab, like, for an example. So, like, if there's a protein shake, and they got, like, two different flavors, I'll grab the flavor that I don't drink by accident. By accident, and be walking, thinking, okay, I got it. Then next thing you know, I set it up, and I'm like, whoa, wait a second. This isn't the one that I usually get. So, yeah, accident is an accident. I don't think, like, that's something that she should trip over. You know what, in situations like that, yeah, it's like, you have to explain to them, like, hey, look, that was an accident. I didn't mean to open up your mail. If they still be, you know, going off about that, it's like, fam, again, it was an accident. How many times do I got to tell you that? I really don't know, but it's like, that's the last time I'm going to say it, all right? It was an accident. Relax, homie, all right? So, yeah, it's something where I'm like, fam, I'm like, what, do you want to open my mail? Like, okay, next time I get some important mail, you can read about it and stuff. I don't care what it is, read about it, you know? So, just so we can call this even and things. And if she's still bringing it up, like, she's 16 now, 16 years later, I'm like, fam, if I gotta tell you again that opening up the mail thing that happened 16 years ago was an accident, I swear I'm gonna drop kick you. I'm like, fam, stop bringing it up, okay? It was an accident. But yeah, I mean, she's 16, you know, I feel like that's at that time and age of her life where, you know, she's going to making everything seem overly dramatic and stuff. So stuff like that, I wouldn't even sweat it. So yeah, it's like, I think that's just one of those things where it's like, she probably ain't even gonna, I guarantee and I promise you, after a year or two, she'll probably end up forgetting that. Like, she'll probably think about it from time to time, but she'll end up forgetting it, especially if it doesn't happen anymore. Yeah, it's one of those things where it's like, yeah, she'll end up forgetting it at some point. So it might not even be a year, it might be less than a year, but anyways, yeah, because she's 16. You know how many things a 16-year-old goes through? She ain't going to be like, I guarantee and I promise you, he posted this 12 hours ago. I guarantee and I promise you, she just forgot that right now. So, anyways, next one. Is it normal that my boyfriend likes to suck on her breastorial areas like a child? Yes, yes. That's something where I'm like, nah, I definitely would question him about that. And be all like, hey, so what you got going on? Like, that's one of those fetishes where it's all like, hey, look, bruh, I'm not with that. So you gonna have to chill on that. So yeah, that's some crazy stuff, man. But anyways, let's read, where am I at with this podcast time? All right, let's read this last one, and after that I'm gonna go ahead and call. I'm gonna actually sit down and read this whole thing. So anyways, so the person goes on and say, told my fiance that he was cheated on. Told fiance that he was cheating on in the last four relationships due to emotional unavailability. An apology has been requested before moving forward. What is that even? I ain't gonna read into that because I'm like, I'm confused by the title. I just don't get when they do that age stuff. And then it's like they put it in areas where I'm like, I don't even know what I'm reading and stuff. So anyways, next one, how do I convince breadwinner wife to change her job? You don't. That's her job. That's something where I'm like, I don't I don't know why you would, you know, that's, and, but I don't mean like, oh, let her keep the job so you can continue, like, or let her continue being the breadwinner. It's like, bro, that's her job. It's like, I get, maybe if it's a job that's like, damaging to her, then yeah, I would understand that. But it's like, yeah, you just have to tell her, hey, this job is damaging to you, so you know, you just gotta, you gotta like find something else to do so you not as damaged in the like job business and stuff. But yeah, it's something where I'm all like, yeah, I'm not going to get on her. If it's like, let's say she's a lawyer or something, I'm like, if she loves her job, then I'm like, bro, I'm not gonna tell her to, oh, stop doing your job at things. And it's like, no, that's yeah, that's just weird. So next one, my husband hid big acquisitions from me. How should I handle this? I don't even know what that word means. Acquisitions. Yeah, I'm just gonna move on. Next one. My husband allowed two men to harass me. How should I handle this? Oh wow. Divorce him. Let's just divorce him, because this might end up being a regular thing. I am gonna read through that because that's just crazy. Yeah, you gotta fight over yours. I'm like, that's and yeah, that's just something. I'm like, even if you guys are on a date and y'all just met with each other, like, no, that's something that you handle right then and there. That's some crazy stuff, man. I don't even care. My thing is this. I don't even care if I'm hanging out with a girl where I know I'm not gonna date her, but me and her are hanging out and some guys start harassing her, I'm fighting somebody. So that's just something where I'm like, hey, prepare yourself for a fight, bruh. But yeah, that's just crazy. That's some seriously insane stuff. But yeah, you got some weirdos out there, man. I'm like, I just think that there's some people there, they're not fit for relationships, you know. I'ma just say that right now. Marriage, relationships, all that stuff, you know. So, but anyways, with that being said, I will talk to y'all later. Thank you guys for watching and or listening. Stay tuned for the next episode. Make sure you like and subscribe if you're viewing this on YouTube. Follow or subscribe if you're viewing this on podcast streaming service. And peace.